Yes. Sheldon come in here, did he? Next door. I forget now, all these, forget how he used to be.
Questions are good.
Let's just not the team we want to be chasing a game against. You don't want to chase against any team, but especially not that team, it seems like.
Okay, I will find a question out of there somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, just saying, you just.
No, like, it's the playoffs. There's 16 teams not playing right now. So the top 16 teams are playing. Everybody's good. Everybody had north of 100 points in this league. So regardless, like, it's not ideal to be behind, but you are going to be behind at times. But you know, they did force us to chase it, but it's just hard to chase it when you're in the penalty box the whole time. And, you know, it drains you in. But you don't take any penalties like we did in the third, and you have a pretty good period. But we just prayed to the penalty boxes. It's going to get exhausting.
John, as tough as things were for the first two periods, you know, to come back with those two unanswered goals to cut it to one, with still almost 15 minutes left on the clock, do you feel that wave had gone your way, that the momentum had shifted?
Well, it was clear momentum had shifted. And then we got the power play, and we had some looks, and they didn't go in. Give their goalie credit. He made the saves when they had to, but you're hoping it doesn't come down to that. But we pushed, but you know, sitting up here now, we're still down 2-1. Like, we can sit here and pat ourselves on the back all night long and say, hey, great job pushing at the end. It's still, you're down 2-1. So we just got to take the positive out of this and move on to game four.
Russ Colton said you guys were flat in the beginning of the game. Did you feel that way? Or were you kind of surprised considering how good you guys were in game two?
I can't sit here and say we were flat. It was hard to judge because we were short. How much into the game? You know, we were like 4 minutes into the game. We were already shorthanded, and now we're down 1-0. So, and then it's all good after that, and we have kind of a chance to score, and next thing you know, it's a 3-on-1 the other way, and it's 2-0, now you're chasing it. So, I don't know. Can't sit here and say flat was what it was. It was, we self-imploded. I would say that was a little bit more of what happened than being flat.
John, the penalties have kind of been a sticking point with you all throughout the season. Is it kind of frustrating that this is happening in the postseason as well?
Yeah. The frustrating one today, the like two over the glass, those are tough. But it's been, I don't know, kind of the tail of the playoffs. But, you know, for us, I don't know, what have we taken, like 15 penalties now? We didn't take one in the third, so 15 penalties in 8 periods of hockey, it's not a winning formula.
The third goal, was that, you know, ended your power play, was that just a bad break of him out of the box, or were you guys going too far down, like the third player too far down in the zone?
There was, might have been a little unaware of the time left. We might have gone a little all in, but there was, the puck was battling, they just won the battle. And, you know, at this time of year, you got to make sure you win those battles and can't be given chances like that up, which we haven't really done a ton in these playoffs, but, you know, the power play has given up 2 shorties, and I mean, that wasn't a shorty, but it was darn close. So it was, we just got to be better in that area.
Stamkos, Hedman, Horn, and Cooch only had combined for 1 shot on goal in the first 2 periods. How much did that limit the scoring chances? Was the Toronto doing something to kind of try to take them out of the opportunities?
I don't know. We had our way on the matchups. We liked the way things were going. You know, if those guys are going to have success, you need to see numbers on that column. And they played their D zone too much, and but as you saw, like, what was their, how'd it look in the third?
I think 9. Yeah,
there you go. So I don't think Toronto changed their way to play. They played in the third when they were having success in the first two periods. It was probably more on us.
Stepko scores a lot of goals from that one timer spot on the power play. What's going through your mind when you see it kind of developing there in that play?
I don't know. Every time he shoots from there, you're thinking it's going in. You've seen a lot of them go in. One we needed there didn't go in tonight. He doesn't score every single time from there. He just scores a lot. And he got a good look, and he got a ton on it. Probably a great shot, better save.
Well, you mentioned there aren't any consolation prizes for tonight. How much of the process over outcome did you see towards the end of that third period that maybe you guys can build on?
It was our urgency. That's what was the difference. And we weren't sitting there killing the whole period. Those are two big things for me that we changed, and we semi got rewarded for it, just not enough.
You said no one's really been shining 5-on-5, or this morning you said that because of the penalties. Like, what do you thought of like Kucherov being the strength so far of the series? Which, so you said him being aggressive and.
I'm not going to sit here and talk about one specific player or whoever you're asking about. As a team, though, like I said, you play basically just short of 10 minutes of 30 shorthanded, and then you've got, I think we had 3 minutes, so basically you're almost half of the first two periods is special teams, and it's been like that a ton. So it's hard to comment on the 5-on-5. I mean, it's short sample sizes, but in saying that, the limited time we have, we've liked what we've seen. But it's, I think special teams has been a factor in all three games. Hence the 2-1.
Thank you.